Bikurim Perk Beis Mishnah Gimel. Yesh b'tshumu meiser mashen kein ba bikurim. So there are things that are noig by tshuma meiser sheni that are not noig by bikurim. Shatshuma va meiser oisrin es agoyren. So tshuma meiser that if you have a heap, you're not allowed to take from it, like the Rav explains, until you're mafresh tshumas and meisers. But bikurim, it's not also to take from a heap before you bring bikurim. V'yesh lahem shir, and tshuma meiser sheni do have a shir. Now the Rav says the shir here by tshuma is midrabanan, which is 1/50. But Bikurim don't even have a shir midrabanan. We're going to see the Rambam Lechori would learn that this whole Mishnah is midiraisa, and that which we say, that the Truma has a shir, Mishnah Shon explains, that has to be something that's choshev, that's fitting to be a nesina. Like I think we've explained, by Chala, 1/24th, by Chala was considered something choshev. So too, by Truma, midiraisa just has to be a davar choshev, according to the way the Rambam would learn. But the Rav says that it's going on midirabanans. V'noigim b'chol ha-perus, and it's noig by all fruits. So here's where you have the difference. According to the way we've learned in the past, the Rambam holds that by Shumas, all fruits that are grown in Eretz Yisrael, Chayv and Shumas and Maisers, according to the Rambam, Minat Torah. So when we say Noig Bechol Peres by Truma and Maiser Sheni, according to the Rambam, it's talking about Midiraisa. According to the Rav, and the way others learn, Rashi and Tosis, that the only Chiv of Truma and Maisers, Midiraisa, is Dagon Tirosh V'Yitzar. So it's the grains, wines and oils, grapes, olives, but not every fruit. So this, the Rav says, just like his Shita, that this is only talking midirabanan, that all peris are midirabanan, Shuma and Maisri. But by Bikurim, it's only by the Shivas Aminim. Bifnei Abayis v'shaloi Bifnei Abayis, whether the Beis HaMikdash is around or whether it's not around, Shuma and Maisri is Noeg, but not Bikurim. And let's learn that Taisis Hunter brings drushes for this. But the Rav explains, by Bikurim, it's only Noeg when the Beis HaMikdash is standing, because the Torah says, V'inichu lufnei mizbach Hashem Elokecha. If there's no Mizbeach, so there's no Bikurim. That's the way the Rav learns. Uvarisin uvechachayres. The reason we said sharecroppers, chachayres, also types of sharecroppers, but they get a set fixed amount. Uvesikrikon, people that would scare people out of their lands, like we've said in the beginning of this mesechta. Uvegazlan. Harei elu b'tshuma uvemeiser. So all these cases, one is still chayv in shuma and meiser, if it was stolen, if the fruits were stolen in any of these fashions, or they weren't the sharecroppers, v'chulu. Melech HaShlomo explains that this just means that which somebody, for example, stole the truma, doesn't clean it, that if you would then buy from this gazlan, that it's no longer chayv in trumas. The trumas and maisers don't fall off of it. Harei elu b'truma v'maiser, masha ein kein b'bikurim. So all these cases of truma and maiser are noeg, but not bikurim. And then the last case, by Gazlan and Sikrikin, there the Bikurim Chiv does fall off, because you can only bring Bikurim if it's your own, as we said in the previous Mishnah.